let's talk about that a little bit. As you were saying earlier, that, you know, when you're facing a constitutional challenge here, the judge and the lawyers go into what you called a balancing.
Well, let me just kind of name the constitutional problems with this. The first would involve balancing, and that's a free exercise analysis, either under the California Constitution Article 1, Section 4, or the First Amendment. In those analyses, the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause, to be precise, the proponents of this legislation would say that it's necessary, and the opponents would say it burdens the free exercise of religion. In fact, it forbids a particular ritual practice of certain religions. Then the court would assess whether the government's interest in doing that is compelling, and by that I mean of the highest order. And it's almost unthinkable that a practice that's been done for this long and that many would report and many studies would show have even a beneficent effect, banning it could be a government interest of the highest order. The bill itself from Santa Monica shows an intent to target a religious practice because the exceptions specifically say we won't take into account religious belief in determining whether any of the exceptions apply. When there's a targeting of religion, that's almost per se unconstitutional under a free exercise decision called the Church of Lukumi Babala I, where the city there attempted to forbid animal sacrifice in the city. But this bill or this proposal also runs afoul of the Free Speech Clause. Ritual actions, you must recall, are expressive actions, so there is a speech element to saying, I belong, I am a member, I hereby affirm that I am joining this religion. That's part of the speech that's taking place. There's also, interestingly, privacy issues here. So where we've had, the courts have found a right to privacy, it's been much discussed. You have to remember that right to privacy began with the United States Supreme Court striking down statutes that forbade the sale or distribution of contraceptives. You can see how what a short step it would be for them to say that this also implicates the right of privacy for individuals who would choose to participate in this practice. And finally, because it is a core ritual practice, it has profound implications for what's called the First Amendment doctrine of church autonomy. I see very low chance that this could survive a constitutional challenge.